Hi, I'm Landon Saunders. This is Heartbeat. Picture a poor broken arm, all swallowed up in a big plaster cast. The arm can't breathe, it can't move, it's all stopped up in there, smothered for weeks. And then comes the big day. The cast is coming off, and the arm will be just like always. Well, the cast is off, but wait, it's not your old arm. Its muscles are weak, it's shrunken, the skin's very tender. That old arm will never be as good again. But wait, another surprise, because bit by bit, you exercise that arm, give it some air, some sunshine, and you know, with some patience and determination, that arm's as good as new, maybe even a little better. You see, it's a human arm, and because it is, it can spring back. Maybe it springs back slowly, maybe it takes a while to get over the problem. But it is a human arm, and it has that amazing capacity to spring back and shout, "I'm alive again!" And so can you. This is Heartbeat. Yes, science fiction is the rage now, bringing with it excitement, adventure, and suspense. In a day gone by, we looked to six-shooters and white hats to entertain us. Now, the dazzle comes from spaceships, ray guns, time warps, and strange new worlds. The spacemen may arrive as tyrants to take over our world, or as naive, bewildered comedians to amuse us. But in any case, the epic fantasy is probably with us to stay. And I wonder why. Why this flight to sheer imagination? Why did grown men and women go to see Star Wars 8 or 9 times? Why do PhDs clear their schedules so they don't miss a night of Mork for Mork? Well, science fiction is all the rage because it stands in contrast to the world we know. Our world seems gray. Whether we look at polluted cities or confused values, what we see is gray. But it's not that way in the fantasy world of science fiction. We know who the good guys are, and we know who the bad guys are. Evil may appear for a time to be invincible, but somehow, in the end, the forces of good come out on top. I'm Landon Saunders. Now, some people say that science fiction is nothing but playful unreality. I wonder. Perhaps it's more real than the world we think we know. Could it be that we see our world as gray because we look at it through cloudy lenses? I believe battles between good and evil are going on here in our very own world this very minute. Now, we don't see them as battles because, well, we're so accustomed to them. An executive in New York tries to decide whether to reveal fraud he's discovered in his company. A housewife in Peoria cries herself to sleep because her husband has walked out, leaving her with children, debts, and bad memories. Battles like these, good against evil, right against wrong, justice against injustice, are being fought in the minds of countless men and women every day. The fantasy battles we see on the screen are nothing but operas in symbolic dress pointing to dramas in our very real lives. Now, how do you deal with your choices between right and wrong? You can say life is too gray, too complex, and you can't make those decisions. But that's really self-delusion. There is a difference between right and wrong, good and bad. You know it, and you can sense it. When a choice is called for, where do you stand? And why do you stand there? Choosing right over wrong isn't too difficult for our world. In fact, it's part of the excitement of living. Let's think about it together.